It's very evident to see across the country that the weekend warriors are getting better and better every day. And if you look at the BFLs or you look at the Federation or a lot of the other trails, Bass Champs, wherever it may be, those guys are coming out in big numbers. But also, you look at the Everstarts and the Opens, man, oh, man, great fishermen coming out there as well. With me today is Mark Pizer. And, Mark, you recently had some great success on Lake Michigan.
Yes, I did. That's the first national bass tournament they've had up there in Escanaba. It's an awesome place, an awesome town, great people, and a great fishery.
Well, I guess first things first is that you are the owner of Tackle Rack and have taken that venture and done very, very well with it and continue to grow it. But you're also an avid bass fisherman, which makes that product even better. But this recent tournament, you finished sixth in that event and had a chance to win it, had a couple of breakdowns that might have hurt you a little bit. But overall, you still finished sixth and did very well.
It was almost a picture-perfect weekend. I had a few problems the last day that took me out of any shot at winning, but I really had to call them. I don't think I could have caught a big enough stringer to catch David Glebe. He was on some really big fish. I'm still, every time I go to one of these tournaments, I'm going through the jitters of seeing and meeting guys that I read about. You got to get through that and just try to perform, and that's what I was able to do this weekend.
Well, no question, one of the legends in our sport, Dave Glebe, and, you know, he's from California, is now living in Benton, Kentucky, and you were going against him head-to-head, but you'd have found some pretty good fish, and you were after those smallmouth.
Yeah, the motto, don't ever give up, you know, in Takahiro won the classic. He caught his fish in the last 15 minutes. Well, I found my fish I only probably had 15 or 20 minutes left to practice, and I needed to load up and get out of there and get back to the meeting. But I found an area that I threw in four times, and four times my bait didn't make it to the bottom, and came back with three and a half pound fish. And I said, well, shoot, this is where I'm starting. And that place really, really did me a great job the whole 4 days.
Well, you know, you look at this, and smallmouth fishing is much different. In particular, Great Lakes smallmouth fishing is much different than you would have maybe in a river or stream or even in some of the impoundments we have. But you have to go out, maybe find some of those shoals and some of those kind of things, kind of dissect your area that you had a little bit.
Right. What I did is I've got MapSource on my home computer, and I just kind of spent a couple hours a night looking at the lake and marking places that I thought would have fish, and I'd go from spot to spot, and I learned. What I've learned about the smallmouth is if you're not getting bit quick, get out of there because they're not there.
Boy, I tell you, think about that. You know, these guys are so vicious and such big feeders that a lot of times you catch them in deep water, too. And tell me about the bait selection, if you could.
Yeah, I was fishing a 4-inch robo worm, actually, was my primary bait. I caught some on a green pumpkin tube, and I think that's what Mr. Glebe wanted on. And I switched to the tube after I had caught a limit drop shotting. And caught smaller fish, so I went back to my robo worm. But it was, I'm from Florida, and when you fish over 4 foot deep down there, you're in some deep, deep water. And I was catching my fish between 32 and 27 feet, and it was, every tournament I'm learning, and every partner I have, I learn from. And that's the key thing, I think, is you get paired with a different person every day, and there's nobody that you can fish with that you can't learn from.
Well, you know, you look at this thing now, you know, of course you own Tackle Rack, and it's a great boat system that allows you to be able to manage your tackle and stuff in the boat. But in reality, you also have to work at other sponsorships, and I know you've been very diligent out on the road to trying to get some of those things done.
Right. Well, and, you know, I come from the racing industry. We've talked about that briefly. And one of the guys that used to help me race is Forrest Lucas from Lucas Oil Products. And he's helping me fish. He's got some great products for the fishermen. And he's very, very aggressive in the motorsports arena marketing, and I'm trying to get him more aggressive in the fishing industry, because there's not a boat or truck that's at the tournament that can't use his products.
Well, let's talk about them. I don't know that much about Lucas. Tell me a little bit about them and what they do.
Well, he was a truck driver, and he got into making supplements and stuff for the diesel industry, and it's just evolved to what it is. He's got a great, great two-stroke oil that doesn't smoke. I haven't fouled a plug. It's awesome. He's got a couple of products that every angler ought to have in their truck, at least a quart of, and one of them's a transmission fix. If you had a seal leaking, you could put a quart of this stuff in, and it'll get you to wherever you need to go to get it fixed, and you may not need to fix it. He's got hub oil that does the same thing. I'll give you an example. I was leaving here to go fish leaving Indianapolis to go fish the Everstart in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and I had a wheel seal leak, and I thought, well, I'll put this in and get up there and let the Ranger trailer fix it. I went from there to Champlain and back to here, and it still hadn't leaked a drop. So Pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, pretty self-sealing, and sounds like it lubricates as well. You know, when you look at sponsorships, and, you know, you talk about Lucas Oil and what the great products they have, I know you're also with Ranger Boats, and you work really hard for them. Is this something with the Everstarts that you really try to get in the ground level with some of these companies? I know non-endemics are so big to everybody. It's the people outside the industry. But, you know, you're really trying to work within the industry as well, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. You shake a lot of hands, and you do what you can to market yourself. I learned that in racing a long time ago, that nobody's really going to come to you. You've got to go to them, and you work hard, and you try to do the best job you can for them. Everstart, FLW, and Ranger have a great relationship, and they work really good together. And I tell you what, Ranger Boats and Minn Kota Trolling Motors, the three times I fished this year on real rough water, Erie, Champlain, and then again up in Lake Michigan, and I don't know how they hold up. They are awesome.
Well, you know, you look back, and I know guys, you know, a lot of guys will hop around, do some of that kind of stuff, but most guys that are in this bass fishing business for the long haul, they get with somebody they feel comfortable with, they get with somebody that they know their products are dependable, and they stay with them. And you know, most guys will utilize the products that they have success with as well, and it sounds to me like that's kind of the path you're taking.
Oh, absolutely. It's just happenstance that I wound up with a Ranger boat. I got out of fishing for over 20 years and decided to go buy a boat and wound up there was a Ranger dealer. And I can remember back when I was 16 and reading Bassmaster Classic and the Ranger boats that were in there. And it's like, man, if I could ever have a Ranger, well, I got one. And there's no way that I'll ever own anything but a Ranger. I just can't see myself. I mean, with what I've put that boat through so far this year, have not had one problem with it.
Well, you know, you talk about the Great Lakes, you know, you can get some of those 8 and 10, 12-foot waves, you know, some of those great big swells, and then it can be flat as a pancake, so you don't really know what you're going to hit, and you got to have that dependability underneath you, no question about it.
Absolutely. I was making a probably 50-mile one-way run, 100-mile round trip a day up on Michigan, and there were parts of it that were glass calm, and there were parts of it that were six-footers. And it just depended on where you're at, which way the wind was blowing. But like I said, I had no problems. I got in. I never felt like I was at the mercy of Mother Nature as far as my boat being able to handle what I was in. You just take your time and get through it.
Well, I tell you, you know, look at this gas price situation with, you know, almost $3 a gallon gas. Some of those long runs may be a thing of the past here coming up.
Believe me, I was thinking about that this morning. I've got a tournament left on the Detroit River, and I've got a tournament left up at Oneida, and then I hope a couple of championships. But that 50-mile one-way run would cost a lot of bucks right now with the way gas is doing.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, Mark, as you get into this thing, and I know you've been fishing Everstart for quite a while and you know, are actively involved with people you sponsor as well. And, you know, if you could give us a tip, maybe some of the things you look for from a standpoint of sponsoring somebody or looking out for somebody with your product, give us one of those tips.
Well, the biggest thing you do is you don't go to a guy and tell him what he can do for you. You do what you can for them and show them that you're actively trying to help him sell his product. Just like Lucas, I'm working diligently to try to get his products in venues that will make it more accessible for fishermen to get his products. We've got a couple of major corporations in this business that I'm working with and setting meetings up for Lucas to go and see if we can't get those products in there, and that won't do anything but help me in the long run, I feel.
Well, Mark, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Great success at Tackle Rack, and great success out on the tournament trail. I thank you for being with us here at Bass Fan Army Radio.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate everything you're doing for me, and hopefully we'll be talking again real soon.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.